Arrêtez-moi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Que blame of work.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, are you, monkey? You're listening to the Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Fucker.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.
South Florida. Get ready for a night of world-class professional mixed martial arts. Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Saturday, October 6th. CFA Fights presents World-Class Professional Mixed Martial Arts Championship Fighting Alliance. Live Saturday, October 6th at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Tickets available at Ticketmaster or simply log on to CFAFights.com.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of The Roman Show on this October 2nd, the second day of the month, as we are getting close to the year 2012. And is it really the end in 2012? I hardly doubt it. We'll be back alive and kicking back when 2013 comes along. Welcome to the show. Sorry for that late start. We were scheduled to start at 9:30. You know, it's always technical issues here. It's just how showbiz works. But with that being said, we got a great show for you tonight, folks. We have the Texas Ranger of East Coast Championship Wrestling. He, along with several other pro wrestlers, are leading this anti-bullying campaign titled Pro Wrestlers Against Bullying. In fact, he's on the line right now. For just a few seconds, we'll be bringing him in here on the program. And October is actually National Anti-Bullying Month. And here on the Roman Show, we've had several guests who have spoken about the issue, about anti-bullying, as we are strong for that. The fact that many children out there are being abused, and not just children, but adults as well. So it's very important that we get the word out there as far as what we can do to help out the community when it comes to anti-bullying, as we really don't like to have anyone abused, whether it be them physically or mentally. And it all comes into play, so I definitely acclaim the Texas Ranger and East Coast Championship Wrestling's at the Pro Wrestlers Against Bullying campaign, because it's definitely a strong and very important cause that they are leading. Tonight also, guys, we're going to debut the new segment, Laughing with Felix. And let me tell you something, you will be laughing with Felix, at the end of the segment. That's approximately about 10:25. Felix will be calling in, Laughing with Felix. You will be cracking up. He has some great jokes for us later on. Also, Drinking with Goldstein will be back at it again from Tijuana, Mexico. I heard he had some pretty good stories to have dialogue about. He'll be on the program later on today. And guys, make sure you follow us on Twitter at RomanDHU's hashtag Roman Show. Remember to vote for the Roman Show as the number one internet source, the Florida MMA Awards. Just head on over to RodolphRoman.com and click on the banner. And all you have to do is just type in your email and click for us. Just vote for us. Click on it. You can't miss the logo. Microphone, black and white. Can't miss it. Click on it and vote for us. We really, really, really appreciate it. And we're also nominated for Best Radio Podcast on Stitcher Radio on the app. We'll have more details as far as that comes along our way. Also, we're going to let you guys know on who or what to vote for when it comes to the Roman Show Awards. We will be letting everyone know on December the winners of the Roman Show Awards. Later on, we'll refresh your minds, and we'll let everyone know who the nominees are as far as Best Indie Talent, Overall Wrestler, Best Interview. We'll let you guys know in just a little bit later here on the Roman Show. And, of course, we'll have whole details happening in the world of pro wrestling, including last night's Monday Night Raw, which is by far what they're saying, according to the ratings, the leastiest Monday Night Raw of the year. A lot of people did not watch this, of course. They're running up against Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Football. But it was the least watched Monday Night Raw of this year. We'll discuss that. And let me tell you, Vince McMahon is not a happy camper. Keep that in mind. So there could be some changes. Of course, they upgraded from 2 hours to 3 hours. But is it working towards their benefit? Well, we might be seeing it now. It seems that the readings are dropping off. All right, guys, that's pretty much the whole summary of what to expect here tonight on the Roman Show. Again, we apologize for starting a little late today. But nonetheless, here we are with Mr. The Texas Ranger of East Coast Championship Wrestling. How are you, sir?
How you doing? Doing good, sir.
All right. Thanks so very much. You got to excuse me here as we start a little late today, and I'm riding solo today. Johnny Naka, my co-host, is not around. But, you know, I applaud you for your efforts with this Pro Wrestlers Against Bullying. That's not good. We actually had a therapist when we were talking about the effects that it has. And the numbers are alarming. It's definitely become something that has been targeting us in the United States by the masses. You know, over half, and this is according to some stats in 2010, over half, about 56% of all students have witnessed or have been witnesses of a bullying crime take place while at school. Now, reported 15% of all students who don't show up for school report it to being out of fear of being bullied while at school. And I'm sure many folks out here listening on the Roman Show, and even myself, have been victims of bullying in school. Now, a wrestler like yourself is now leading this campaign. Sure, the WWE is also leading their Be a Star campaign, but you're doing it. You're doing something very different. You're going out to local communities, reaching out to these kids and educating them of what to do and to protect themselves.
Right. We're going into the school systems in the area, and we're getting a lot of emails and messages on our Facebook from other people. And, we just got, a matter of fact, just a little bit ago, we just got a message from Mexico wanting to join the campaign and want to join the campaign in Pro Wrestlers Against Bullying. We get stuff from Canada, all over places, but we want to raise awareness on what to look for while you're being bullied. So if you know someone, speak out. Let someone know that this is going on. Don't just keep letting this pain build with these kids, because they're taking their own lives from they don't want to, but it's because they are running from the pain. They want to get away from the pain of being bullied.
Right. And the Texas Ranger was actually trained by the Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez. And it seems to me that this thing is just not, even though the word is getting out there, we see it all the time, bullying on the internet. You get kids in high school, and then they get back home, and they're on the chat rooms, and there they are being harassed again. So, some of the things that you're doing, I understand that you're leading out with several speeches around the communities and schools and so forth, but you're also having some wrestling events where you'll be able to share some of this education to the victims and parents.
Right, and we just had one in August right before school started in Belmont, North Carolina, which was a very huge success. We had a lot of kids, a lot of adults come to the classes. One of our wrestlers themselves actually teach the classes, Mr. Everything, Victor Andrews. My hat's off to him. He helps us out. We got a lot of great guys with this campaign we got as far as Pro Wrestlers Against Bullying going. And, my hat's off to each and every one of them that help us and come to the shows. And we try to raise a little bit of money to help us go out into the community and, spread the word about awareness, about how to look for a bully or if someone's being bullied. And, let's get the word out about this because it is a growing thing in the school system. And, it's not just schools either. We was watching
right.
on an interview a little bit ago. I was watching a thing that somebody put on our Facebook about a newscaster. Got an email from a guy, and he was bullying her, talking about her weight. It don't matter. It's everywhere. It's not just in the schools. It's everywhere.
Oh, of
and now
it?
That
yeah, it, it,
and now that
right,
the
it's
internet
happening in your job, mm-hmm.
right? And now that the internet is out there, it's worse.
Yeah, and it's just become a common trend. to be bullied on the internet, where folks go on to discuss their issues or whatnot. And by the way, guys, if you want to join in the conversation and speak to the Texas Ranger, feel free to call in 714-868-0222. You know, it's just there isn't a time that I go online and I see a news story regarding to bullying in all sorts of ways. Like you mentioned, not just to children, but adults. You know, we see it all the time in workplaces where you have a male hit on a lady and but take it the wrong way. I mean, in a way, that's bullying. Or, hey, you know, look at the fat guy over there. That you're bullying the poor guy mentally, and it's affecting them. And I right. personally think, and again, we stand by this because it's become an epidemic in Texas.
And, you know, the bullying, you know, they make remarks about weight, hair color, your sexual preference, the acne on your face. No matter what, they're, you know, that's how it starts. And then it progresses when they go home because then they, you know, they get on your Facebook or your Twitter and then they start
right.
bullying you there and then it builds and builds. And there's, you know, like I said, all kind of bullying that can take place. And another one that has been spreading around and getting bigger is called date bullying.
Explain that to us a little bit.
Well, date bullying is, you know, where the boyfriend or girlfriend or vice versa bullying each other. For instance, we just lost a little girl, you know, around our area, and it comes from date bullying, stuff like that. You know, jealous of each other, stuff like that is how date bullying starts.
You know, I personally did a story on a young lady who was 17, and she was dating a guy who claimed to be, at, I want to say 25, but he ended up being like 32 or something like that, some ridiculous amount of the age difference there, the age gap. But I remember doing the story and how this guy would be jealous, just like you mentioned, and he wouldn't want her to go out anywhere and so forth. And it came to one point that they had a scuffle, and he ended up took his finger inside her mouth and literally ripped some of the skin inside the inside of her mouth and her cheek. She was bleeding profusely while inside the car. The guy was trying to take out the key out of the ignition, and the guy actually got away he claimed that he had psychological issues and whatnot, but he's still walking around there on the streets. But yeah, it's something very common, and it's something that sometimes women don't report for fear, and they hold this back.
Right.
And in the end, sure they could get away with it themselves, but who's to say that that guy would not do the same to another person?
Right. Exactly. You know, that, and most of the bullying actually occurs. The person doing the bullying actually occurs in their own home. They're being bullied at home, so they're going to bully other places, school, internet, and so forth. So, you know, we got to, you know, we're not, it's kind of like the drug system. You're not going to be able to stop it permanently, but at least we can raise awareness to where we can slow it down. And that's our goal, is at least try to slow it down.
Now, you say that you're raising some funds. Now, what are the funds going to be used for?
The funds go to help us get our literature so we can actually travel around to the schools and give our literature out. And, you know, that way Progressors Against Bullying has been coming out of our pocket. But basically we have our T-shirts print up. We have a sponsor for our shirts, and he pays for our shirts, and we sell our shirts to kind of fund Progressors Against Bullying. And but, you know, the funds are not the issue. The issue is we got to get the word out, and we got to get this stuff into the school systems and let these kids know that, you know, they can take back control of their life. They don't have to be bullied anymore.
Gotcha. Well, Texas. And so some of the wrestlers here helping out, do they teach these kids some moves or whatnot you mentioned?
No, we don't teach them any moves. And, you know,
you
got to
protect yourself, right?
Yeah, they got to protect themselves, but we don't want them to, you know, we don't want them to hurt nobody. You know, if you're being bullied, and you know, if there are kids out there and they're listening right now, if you're being bullied, contact, you know, your social worker in the school, your principal, your teacher. And now a lot of schools have actually police officers that stay in the school.
Right.
You know, contact them, you know, let them know what's going on. And, you know, if it continues, keep letting them know. Don't just, you know, tell them one time and stop. Hey, if you got to, contact us, and we will contact somebody. You know, our Facebook,
right.
Pro Wrestlers Against Bullying, on Facebook, East Coast Championship Wrestling, ECCW1 on Facebook, and, you know, we will contact somebody for you. We get that a lot on our Facebooks, you know, asking, can we help? And, you know, we do what we can.
Awesome, Texas. So thanks so very much for calling in. Again, the Facebook page is Pro Wrestlers Against Bullying. You can check that out. And the other Facebook page is ECCW F1, correct?
No, just ECCW1.
Oh, ECCW, okay. Look that up and help these guys, you know, trying to get the word out there, whether you're out there in North Carolina or down here in Florida or in California. Reach out to them. They're trying to lead in a good example for the future and for anyone else out there that has been a victim for bullying in Texas. We welcome you here on the program in the future. Let us know about your upcoming show that you have in November.
Right. Well, you know, this month we're decided to wait to January to hold another wrestling show. But, you know, this month is, you know, like we said, anti-bullying month. This month, you know, basically we just got a little thing going on. If they want to look at it on our Facebook, we got a couple little things going on, like October 1st to the 6th, Positive Thoughts Week, October 7th through the 13th, No Judging Week, 14th through the 20th, I Am Week, and 21st through the 27th, No Name Calling Week, and then the 28th through the 31st, Take Control of Your Life, Back from the Bullying.
Right. Well, Texas, thank you so very much for joining us again, guys. The Facebook page there is Pro Wrestlers Against Bullying. It's a fan page. Look it up, Adam. And, you know, let's get the word out there. It's October is National Anti-Bullying Month. Texas, thank you so very much. And anytime, you're always welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, sir, for having us. And look forward to talking to you again.
Will do. Thank you so very much. Have a good night.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right. Great talking there to the Texas Ranger over there in the Carolinas as he is leading the Pro Wrestlers Against Bullying. Again, look them up on Facebook. They got a fan page, Pro Wrestlers Against Bullying. Look that up. Add them, like them, and be the cause. You know, it's a cause very sincere to the program as several children are being affected by this. And it's sad, you know, it's very sad. Unfortunately, children, some of them can express themselves or they're scared to say something, but it's a way that we have to go out there and help these children one way or another. And it's by little things like this, by having gentlemen, Texas Ranger here and other folks are helping them out, going out to the communities, going out to the schools and passing out the word as far as how important it is to help the future and prevent any physical abuse or mental abuse for that being. Guys, follow us on Twitter at RomanDH. Use hashtag RomanShow. This Saturday, guys, is CFAA at the Hard Rock Live in Hollywood, Florida. Tune in tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. The MMA show will be giving away a pair of tickets. Trust me, you do not want to miss this show. It's going to be streamed live. If you're not in Florida, if you're in California, in Chicago, wherever you're at, it will be streamed live on Facebook, so you'll be able to watch the entire show starting at 7 p.m. from first fight to the last fight on the card. You don't want to miss it. And the Roman Show will be there as well. Again, guys, hashtag Roman Show. We'll be right back after this small commercial break. We'll be right back.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.
South Florida, get ready for a night of world-class professional mixed martial arts. Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Saturday, October 6th, CFA Fights presents World-Class Professional Mixed Martial Arts Championship Fighting Alliance. Live Saturday, October 6th at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Tickets available at Ticketmaster or simply log on to CFAFights.com.
And we are back with more action here on The Roman Show. Excited because we've still got lots to go here on the program. I'm riding solo today. Johnny Knockout is out of the program today. He'll be back next week. And by the way, guys, next week we're going to have Trina Michaels, a local pro wrestler. And also, well, we'll get into detail as far as what she does. But she is also an actress. And as I said, she wrestles also. We have independent wrestler, and this guy has been all over the world, and I'm not kidding about this, Cahagas. Cahagas will be on the program. He'll be telling us about his road stories and guys that he has wrestled against. Also, K-Dog, who has been nominated as, well, as the top indie wrestler in South Florida. He will be on the program next week to tell us, then, well, why he should win the number one independent South Florida wrestler. I guess we're going to hear from him as far as what he has to say. And anyway, maybe he might be the one that might convince you on voting for him. So make sure that you tune in next week at 9:30 p.m. here in the Roman Show as we talk pro wrestling and lots of entertainment news as we have down here on the program. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment that, many people have been calling and texting and messaging for. It's a segment we like to call here Laughing with Felix.
How's it going, Felix? Pretty good.
Now, I want to introduce you, Felix, many down here listening to us in South Florida or all over the world. Felix is a local comedian. He was actually working for the Improv down here in Miami, Florida. And let me tell you guys, you will be rolling on the floor. Being said, I'm going to shut up, and Felix, take it away, sir.
All right, man. Well, rolling on the floor, right? What's the big deal with Arnold being on the news for being with a lot of women? I don't get it. I'm 5'5", I'm 3,000 pounds, and I've been with a lot of women. I don't get it. I mean, come on, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, he used to be a model. He's the freaking Terminator. Of course he's going to be with a lot of women. I mean, I bet you he even knew some of his lines on them. Like, if it was a hot chick, I'll be back. I bet you if it was a ugly chick, it was more like, hasta la vista, baby. And you know he squeezed in a fat girl in there, so he'll be like, who said you could eat my cookies? And speaking of Arnold, yeah, the presidential election is coming up. If you ask me, same crap, different animal. I hate donkeys, and I'm allergic to elephants. But go out there and vote, America. Speaking of presidential elections, Halloween is coming up. I hate Halloween. Finally, I get to be something I'm not the whole year. A fat kid. I finally get to buy the costume that I want to be. I want to be Spider-Man. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and my spider starts stretching. By the time it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, my spider is so stretched out that kids start calling me Octopus Man. I don't get it, man. And finally, it's the time I go home. It's time to go trick-or-treat. I'm getting my candy. And people are scared of Michael Myers and Freddy and all that. No, when you grow up in the hood, you're scared of something else. You're scared of, hey, old fat boy, what up, man? Let me get that candy.
And not only do they beat you up, they beat you up and they pick the candy they want. Boom, boom, here I am on the floor. Octopus powers, nothing. Here I am, please, man, give me a break. Oh, yeah, let me get that Kit Kat. You know, and finally you go home and the only pieces of candy you have are like orange clumps inside of red wrappers, and you're like, you don't know what to do, whether to eat it or build your mom a fort. You finally open the bag, you're like, oh, God, please, at least a Tootsie Roll. You open it, and all you see is the lemon Tootsie Roll. Who likes the lemon Tootsie Roll? Not me. Well, guys, you can find me on Facebook, Felix Belaun Sarang. That's Felix, BelaunZaran. And that's it for Laughing with Felix. Give it up for Rodolfo, man.
Thank you, Felix, for calling me. You know, Felix, I got to applaud you on that great joke, man, about Arnold Schwarzenegger. As you stated, the big girl, she would say, give me some cookies. Thanks so much, Felix, and tune in next week as Laughing with Felix comes back here on The Roman Show. Now, with that said, there's lots to talk about here on the program. But now we're going to talk a little bit about the whole wrestling world. Now, they're stating right now that the numbers yesterday for Monday Night Raw was really bad. According to the latest news, it drew in 2.54 with an average of 3.5 million fans, according to ProWrestling.net. Now, this is down from an already low rating last week and stands as the WWE's lowest Raw rating since the 4th of July special in 2011. It's been some time, folks. Now, Vince McMahon was already upset with the direction of Raw, and this rating will certainly not help. It is worth pointing out that WWE superstar John Cena was notably absent from Monday night's broadcast, which could have contributed to the poor viewership. Plus, you got Chicago Bears and the Dallas Cowboys going at it. Now, latest news is that Jerry Lawler could wrestle despite the heart attack he suffered. So expect him, obviously, to be behind the microphone and possibly even wrestling. Guys, call in if you have any suggestions or you want to talk about some of the news we're reading here. 714-868-0222 is the number. 714-868-0222. Moving forward, John Laurinaitis, the former general manager of Raw, was expected back around this time to take on a new television character role, but it turns out that he recently had shoulder injury surgery, so he's not expected to return to television anytime soon, if at all. It's now being said that CM Punk will not be facing other legends. As we have seen in Monday Night Raw, he has faced Bret Hart, Mick Foley, and Jim Ross. But there are plans that he will be meeting with other guys that were in the past and were very vital to the world of pro wrestling. Now, as I stated about Mr. McMahon, who was not happy about Raw, the creative direction reportedly is not where he wanted it to be, and notes of him appearing very stressed out in recent weeks as all taking a toll on him. Now, the show had some timing issues, which included some backstage segments being cut, as well as Justin Gabriel's match. All right, let's take in this phone call here on The Roman Show. Caller, are you on the air on The Roman Show?
No, it's not.
Hello? Hello, you're on The Roman Show. Hello? Yeah, you're getting feedback there. You gotta turn down your radio. Hello? Hello, caller?
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Hello?
Yeah, just go ahead and turn down the volume on your speakers. Go ahead.
Hold on. Much better.
All right, I guess it's, yeah.
Is that better?
A lot better. What's that?
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Today's my first time caller.
Oh, well, welcome to The Roman Show. What's your name?
I don't know. Don't say my name. What's that? No,
Okay, you need to turn down the volume on your speaker because you're getting the feedback and it says not coming out clearly.
I don't know what to
say. What do you want to say? You have something to talk about, whether it be your camera news or something?
I was just trying to listen to the show.
Oh, okay. And where are you calling us from?
Hi, Aaliyah.
Oh, hi, Aaliyah. Okay. And which is one of your favorite topics here? You know, we got Drinking with Goldstein soon, which is a very, very, very popular segment on the program. You excited to see that one or hear that one?
No, this is the first time I hear your show.
Oh, well, you're a newbie. We broke your cherry. Welcome to the program. Hang on tight. We got more to talk about here in the Roman Show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have lots to talk about here in the program as stated. As now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to welcome all the way from Tijuana, Mexico. All the way from Tijuana, Mexico, is my good friend, Dave Goldstein. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mr. Roman, there's a little problem with your producer. I'm not in North Tijuana, Mexico.
Where are you now?
I'm in Westland Mall at Chili's, sitting at the bar.
Westland Mall, is that a country in, is that a city in Mexico?
They all think everything is Mexico. I think everything is Mexico when I'm drinking.
Okay, then you're in Mexico, man. Well, you know what? I'm personally drinking. I know you're drinking an alcoholic beverage, but I myself, I'm drinking some coconut water.
I thought you were drinking some Sanka.
No, I'm not doing Sanka today. I need to get some hydration, and I need to bring up my potassium. So that is why I am drinking some coconut water, sir.
Well, man, what's been going on with these news lately this week?
Boy, yeah, you know, you hit it right on the nail. Now, I understand that you did send me, because I know you're very old school, you sent me a message via Pigeon on some of the topics that we're going to talk about in the segment. But mind you, this is something that we did not discuss about, Goldstein. I'd love to get your opinion on this. Get this. According to the Miami Herald, an accused manatee molester, yes, you heard right, an accused manatee molester is on the loose, and authorities are asking for your help. Now, according to several witnesses, they saw an identified woman riding a manatee in the water just north of the Gulf Pier. This is in Pinellas County in Florida. Now, when deputies arrived at the scene, the woman was nowhere to be found. Beachgoers snapped photos of the woman as she rode on top of the sea cow. Goldstein, riding a manatee?
What the hell? 5 minutes ago, I was riding a mechanical bull. Another mechanical cow? What? Oh, God. Bartender, another tequila. I mean, what
please
the
do
hell
well,
is going on?
The woman may face charges of violating the Florida Manatee Sanctuary Act, which bars people from intentionally or negligently attempting to molest, harass, or disturb any manatee. It's a misdemeanor charge. So,
Goldstein,
after you've had 100 shots, do not attempt. I want to emphasize: do not attempt to ride a manatee. Jesus Christ!
Dude, that's dumb.
Goldstein, let's take this quick phone call. Maybe this caller wants to join in the fun. Caller, you're on the End of Roman Show. Caller. Caller, you're on the End of Roman Show. Well, Connor, I guess, enjoying the program here as we're talking here with Goldstein. Now, Goldstein, this was kind of very sad. There was a carjacking that happened in Arizona. And now the carjacker killed himself after a high-speed chase. Now, this is according to Fox News. Tell us a little bit about this, Goldstein. I was just shocked. The guy was driving, he shoots himself, and the family is wondering where this guy is, and they're watching this car chase, and lo and behold, it's just family members.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that, you know, the Fox, you know, any TV news stations, helicopter, you know, they record this stuff, and you know how they say, everything is live. And, you know, in some of these cases, we cannot predict what the other people, the victim or the suspects are going to be doing. So everybody's, like, bashing on Fox News, telling them that, you know, why did they put this on live TV? Plus, you know, what's really sick about this is that the family member was watching it live too. The five-year-old, I think it was a five-year-old. I know it was a little kid, a little boy, and his wife was watching it.
That's just insane. Now, on positive news, a topless woman painted her breasts with white and blue and ran onto the field before a soccer match. And this is during a youth soccer match. Little kids. And a girl decides to streak on the field. Now, this is all caught on tape. You can see this stuff actually on YouTube. It happened over the weekend. Now, a security guard quickly apprehended the woman as kids from the opposing team looked on and laughed. The person who uploaded the video alleges that the woman was wasted. Diego Goldstein, hey. Do not attempt to do this, sir, while you are under the influence.
Well, hey, how good were those boobies?
I was ready to must we really get into detail?
Well, I just cannot believe it. With these little kids, I think they were actually making a lot of goals probably after that.
Oh, boy. But, you know, the thing that's surprising about this is that the woman decides to do it at a youth soccer team, soccer match. It's not like an adult, you know. It's little kids.
Hey, you know, at least the good thing about it is, like she said, she had them painted, but still, you know, you cannot be doing that in public. Only in Brazil.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah, well, it happened. What's that?
Or even in Mexico.
Even in Mexico. Of course, everything happens in Mexico, right? Hey, I'd like to comment on this because news just coming in that Mike Tyson is feeling great following a recent neck surgery. And despite the gnarly scar in his neck, Mike says he should be back to normal in just 3 weeks. Now, Tyson turned heads when he showed up to a media event in Vegas this weekend sporting a neck brace. And you can look it up, actually, on TMZ. Now, by then, Tyson should be able to resume. This is, of course, after 3 weeks. To resume to his usual activities, which we imagine involves wrestling tigers? I don't know. What else is Mike Tyson going to do? You think we'll see this guy in WrestleMania?
What, I see Mike Tyson in WrestleMania?
Sure, why not?
Hey, Vince McMahon will do that for all the money.
That's it, right? Money talks.
Hey.
That's all that matters.
Holy, hey, if Mike Tyson would have probably been on Monday Night Raw, they probably would have had a better rating.
Perhaps. Now, also, another news. This whole American Idol thing, you know, it seems that the show is just not, it's losing its touch. But maybe this whole fight between Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey might bring up the ratings. These guys, or these ladies, don't really see eye to eye here. For what reason? I don't know. But you know how women sometimes are. You know, they just, I don't know, pick on each other. But apparently Nicki Minaj derailed the American Idol auditions in Charlotte, North Carolina today. After swearing at Mariah Carey and threatening, I'm going to kick you out. I'm going to knock you out. Now, this is according to TMZ, the sources told TMZ. In the footage, which actually you can see on TMZ, Nicki is clearly furious, shouting and told them, I'm not effing putting up with this, with her effing highness over there. So Nicki is basically saying that Mariah Carey is a diva. Now, sources say Nicki is later threatened to knock out Mariah. That part wasn't captured on tape, and it all went down while the two were sitting at the judges' table with Keith Urban sitting in between them and Randy Jackson sitting on the far end next to Mariah. You know, I'm curious to see this American Idol now because these two are going at it. Who do you think will win in a fist fight there, Nicki Minaj or Mariah Carey?
You know what? I will put them in a cage match. and just tune it out.
That would be a bad idea.
But
that wouldn't be a bad idea. Maybe WrestleMania 29?
Hey, but let me ask you something. Did Nicki Minaj dressed up as one of the contestants, or she just barged in?
No, she is a judge, sir. Where have you been?
Oh. Hey, this is the same thing. It's called ratings.
Yes.
They're trying to compete with the X Factor, with Sammy Cowell.
Yeah, you gotta keep drinking, sir. Here's another one that has caught our attention. Check this out. A 70-year-old Oregon farmer has been eaten by his own hogs. Can you believe this? Terry Gardner of Oregon, 70-year-old, went to feed his animals. Several hours later, when he hadn't returned, a family member went to look for him and found on the ground on the hog enclosure and his dentures. Further investigation of the enclosure by the family member revealed that the hogs, which each weighed about 700 pounds, had nearly completely eaten the farmer, although some body parts were strewn about the enclosure. So this guy went out there, was going to feed his animals, and then he becomes the actual bait.
Oh, God.
Pretty crazy stuff. And this all happened in Oregon. Let's take this quick phone call here. Go see. Caller, you're on the air in the Roman Show. May I have your name? Hello?
No, caller.
Caller, you're on the air in the Roman Show. Don't be shy there.
Hey, is that Goldstein?
Caller? Yeah, Goldstein's on the line here. Caller, you're on the air in the Roman Show. I need to lower down the volume there. Okay, I guess you're having some issues there, Goldstein. You know? But check this out, and this is the last story we got for you today before we conclude the program. This is pretty disgusting. But a 19-year-old girl in India has a weird taste in snack foods. Get this. The girl went to the hospital last month complaining she hadn't been able to eat or drink for a few days. Now, when doctors ran tests, they discovered a hairball weighing nearly 4 pounds stuck between her stomach and small intestine. It turns out the girl had a bad habit of eating her hair and chalk while in class, and the combination ended up stuffing her insides to the gills.
Oh, God.
Wow.
We just found the human Catwoman here.
Jesus Christ, that is just something, man.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Hey.
Can you just imagine that?
Plumber,
what's
hey,
that?
Would liquid plumber work on that?
I don't think people's plumbing could do that. Hey, a 50-year-old Nebraska man has been accused of attacking his wife, get this, with a sandwich. This is according to the AP. Larry Sperling of Nebraska was arrested late Sunday for disturbing the peace after he allegedly pushed his wife down and rubbed a sandwich in her face. According to the arrest affidavit, Sperling followed his wife, pushed her onto the bed, and assaulted her with the sandwich. The Scott Bluff Star Herald notes that while court documents don't detail the ingredients of the sandwich, a deputy found several pieces of lunch meat on the carpet outside of the Sperling's bedroom and some pieces of sandwich bread inside the bedroom. Now, Sperling's wife allegedly also got mayonnaise on her face and shirt as well as her hair. Well, I'll take a sandwich at the time. What's that?
Because the sandwich was not kosher.
Caller, you're on the air of the Roman Show. Hello?
Hello?
Our first time caller. Yeah, hello, you're there. Hello, my area. You're on the end of the Roman Show. You got something to say, sir? Who's this? Do I have your name?
You're talking to
hello?
Me?
You're on the air. You're on the air, caller. Hello?
Yeah, this is my
hello?
First time.
Oh, welcome.
First time.
Welcome to the show. What,
what's on your mind? Have you liked the program so far?
Well, I'm trying to support my friend, but I haven't heard of him. He was
Felix? Yeah, you missed his segment. His segment was on about 15 minutes ago, so make sure you catch it next week. And you can actually catch the entire show in just a few minutes on the archives by visiting RodolfoRoman.com. You can listen to his entire segment there.
Okay.
But anything you'd like to speak about? Anything you'd like to speak about as far as some of the news we've been reading so far?
I was just being supportive. That's all I have. It was weird news. That's what you guys doing, right?
Yeah, well, right now we're talking some weird news stuff. But, yeah, there's some weird stuff. What's your opinion on that? The fact that this lady was caught riding a manatee here in Florida, and now she's being looked upon by authorities. What's your take on that?
I didn't hear that part. I heard the part about the girl in India swallowing stuff.
Okay, well, what's your take on that? 4-pound hairball.
That's what she gets. That's what she gets. And knowing how, she's going to do it again.
Well, thank you so much for your opinion. Thank you so very much for stating your opinion. Goldstein, what's your thought on a caller's opinion?
Oh, my God. I'm still, every time now I'm going to think, God. Hairball.
You're like Ren and Stimpy right now. Yeah, you're like Ren and Stimpy right now. Hey, guys, remember to like the Pro Wrestlers Against Bullying fan page. Just like the page and help to support as October is National Anti-Bullying Month. Make sure you guys like the fan page, guys. It's a really, really, really important cause that these guys are leading. And we need to stop this or try to. You know, we could always put at least a band-aid on it. With that said, tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m., we're back here on the Roman Show talking mixed martial arts. We're going to have several guests from Invicta FC, Brett the Grim, the Grim Rogers on the program tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. He's going to be talking about his fight coming up on Friday. And we're also going to have CFA talent on the program talking about their CFA fight this Saturday. Goldstein, are you going to be somehow affiliated or be watching the fights this coming weekend?
Oh, I might even go down to Miami. I mean, where is it? Fort Lauderdale? At the Hard Rock Casino?
Yes, sir. Hollywood.
It's going to be at the Hard Rock Casino.
Yes, sir.
Are they going to have beer? Are they going to have drinks?
Well, I'm sure they're going to have a whole bunch of stuff, sir. It's a casino.
Well, then, I'm down having me some drink, watching some good mixed martial arts fights for the CFA. It's the best.
Yes, sir, it is. And make sure you visit their CFAFights.com for information. Lastly, I want to end this with this. According to a local news station down here in South Florida, the owner of Venus the Cat never anticipated their adopted animal would become an internet sensation. Venus the Cat, actually... It's a very interesting cat. The cat is colorful, but he has a black and a kind of blondish hair. So he kind of looks like Two-Face. And he has become an internet sensation on YouTube. So you got to look up for that. Just look up Venus the Cat on YouTube. Very funny. Again, it's Venus has a face of half black, and the appropriate color is half Classico or Flackico. She has one green eye and one blue eye, and it's very rare, a very rare look that is capturing the attention of animal lovers everywhere. Pretty cool stuff. Look it up, Venus the Cat on YouTube. It's pretty amazing stuff on nature can do. Goldstein, are you alive?
Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to picture that Two-Face cat.
Yeah, it's literally like Two-Face from Batman, but you know, an animal.
Oh, God.
Hey, guys, in October 17th, on October 17th, we're going to have Frank Shamrock here in the program, so make sure that you also tune in for that one. He'll be talking about his book. With that being said, Goldstein, don't drink and drive, sir. Don't drink and drive,
sir. Whoa. I let other people drink and drive.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, that being said, guys, make sure you follow us tomorrow night on the Roman Show here at Roman DH Twitter and 9:30 p.m. We'll be back tomorrow night. Good night, guys.
Good night.